The families of the two girls who were raped by two teenagers say they're relieved their attackers have been sentenced to 4 years detention. Appeal court judges have overturned their original youth rehabilitation order, saying it was unduly lenient. Barrister Charlotte Proudman spoke on behalf of one of the victims and says the impact of their actions is devastating.
I had to sit there and hear it suggested that I was lying. That broke something inside me. I felt like I wanted to die. I've attempted suicide a number of times, and I've been in hospital after an overdose. I feel like I'm surviving, not living.
The Home Secretary has been asked to review the potential deportation of Shabir Ahmed, the ringleader of the Rochdale grooming gang. The 73-year-old's been released from prison, having served 14 years for multiple sexual offences against young girls. Legislation from the 1970s currently prevents him from being deported. But Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says he must be sent back home to Pakistan.
Absolutely disgusting that this man has been let out. He should be deported, and we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that he is, but we're going to need the government to get behind us, that is the Labour government, whether it's Keir Starmer or Andy Burnham. What I want to see is them agreeing with us so that we can get that amendment through.
The government's facing calls to compensate the victims of forced adoption. Lawyers insist financial help and specialist support must be made available to the unmarried mothers who were forced to give up their babies. Earlier, the Prime Minister gave a formal apology to those affected by the scandal. Pubs will be allowed to open through the night so England fans can enjoy the World Cup clash against Mexico. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says it's good news.
Pubs can stay open early on Monday morning for the England game. So I know lots of people are making their plans. If you're planning to watch it in the pub, that is great. And it's really good for pubs as well.
Kick-off is at 1 a.m. on Monday morning. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm David Hall.
Stop. If you've had car finance, you could be owed money. Drivers were charged hidden commissions on PCP and HP deals, pushing up monthly payments without their knowledge. If your agreement was between 2007 and 2024, you could be due hundreds of pounds. We handle everything. It takes just 60 seconds to start. Text PCP to 60777 now.
The Claims Guys.
You can claim for free via the FCA Redress Scheme, which your lender should contact you about if you're eligible.
White Horse Radio Weather, in association with Christopher Hughes Photography, capturing beautiful images for over 20 years. For more details, ChristopherHughesPhotography.com. Now, is today's weather going to be a great picture?
A windy morning in the northwest with patchy drizzle giving way to more persistent rain later. Mostly fine elsewhere with lighter winds and some very warm sunshine. A high of 26 degrees Celsius.
You are listening to music from across the decades. Here on White Horse Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished listeners, and those who have tuned in entirely by accident, we interrupt your regular scheduled programming for an event of unprecedented significance. For tonight, humanity reached boldly where, frankly, it was never asked to go. A wireless signal will be launched into the heavens from the White Horse satellite. Yes, that's correct. We're not entirely sure who approved this. Two men, armed with nothing but microphones, questionable preparation, and what appears to be half a plan, have taken their positions. Their mission? To broadcast banter. T-minus 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They were from Manchester.
And we're from Manchester.
And so are this lot.
Ambitions are
Well, you don't leave me hanging. Say something. Introduce yourself.
Are these mics on?
Yeah, the mics are on, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, that was Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, and you're listening to John and Andy, Mank and a Half.
Yes.
For the first time.
But which is which?
I'm Andy, you're John.
You forgot your lines then, didn't you?
I didn't forget my lines. You're John, I'm Andy. Oh, you mean the Mank and a Half.
Oh, the Mank and a Half.
Ah, that is to be revealed.
Who's going to reveal that?
Maybe they can work it out, listeners, as we progress through our career on White Horse Radio.
They can suss it out straight away. You're the posh one now.
And you're the Mank.
I am the Mank.
Well,
it's debatable.
We'll beg to differ.
Beg to differ. Anyway, we're here. It's Saturday.
And we just want to play some good tunes for you.
You've got us one while three. You got just general chit-chat banter and some really good tunes. And you know what? Let's start off with a bit of pulp.
Bit of pulp. Disco 2000.
Got to press the button.
Gremlins.
Here we go.
A bit large.
Oh, I'll be glad when it's over.
Fountain down the road. I never
Disco 2000 and Pulp, eh? What a track. Did you ever have wood chip on your wall?
No, I didn't actually.
You're lying.
We were posh.
We had wood chip. You know, I mean, I used to pick it.
Of course, we had wood chip. Everybody had wood chip
in the '70s.
Everybody had wood chip, and you know what?
With about 5 coats of emulsion paint on top of it.
That was it, yeah. And when you come to like take it off, you couldn't get it off.
That stuff was stuck on the wall properly. Eh? But I used to lie there in bed as a kid, and pick the wood chips off, and then get rollocked by my mum.
Because you had a sad life, didn't you?
And I used to have
I bet that was a Christmas present, wasn't it, wrapped up for you?
What, a roll of wood chip?
Anyway, so we're here, White Horse Radio.
Yep.
It's been a long coming, hasn't it, really? We've been in a lot of practices to make sure...
Don't say that, because that means we should be getting this dead right.
No. It's not going to get right, is it?
Why?
What, with me? I'm out of the controls.
Now then.
Hey.
So, no, we used to do a podcast called Mank and a Half.
We did. And we sort of still do.
And we still do, kind of on and off. But we got really peed off because we couldn't play music because of Spotify.
Yeah, they upset the Apple cart.
So we have a bit of a story, and we can tell you after the next song, if you like, how we ended up on White Horse Radio.
Ooh.
We'll keep them intrigued for a bit longer. Oh.
I like a bit of blur.
That's John's got brewer's drope.
Oh, don't say that.
Preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Sports Radio.
And I love the little pigeons, don't you, John?
Are you Blur or Oasis?
Oh, Oasis all day long.
Yeah, but you like a bit of Blur, though, don't you?
Well, I've not got a foot firmly in the Oasis camp. You know what I mean? I do like to tread lightly in the Blur camp every now and then, if that makes any sense.
I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, you go for the Gorillaz and stuff like that, don't you?
I love the Gorillaz.
You like the Gorillaz.
Blur Park Life, that was probably one of the first CDs I ever bought.
Wow. Yeah. Lionel Richie, All Night Long, the album.
Well, let's move promptly on then, shall we now? We don't admit that in the first show on the first and our first live outing onto Whitehorse Radio.
Can
you throw Lionel Richie into the mix?
Can we cut that one out?
Goodness gracious me. Hey, oh, well. We're all about.
We'll play something.
Fans like this, the Charlatans. Yeah.
That's what I know.
The only one I know. It's the only one I know. Takes you back, eh?
Does a bit.
Hey, tell you what.
Can I press a button?
If you want.
There we go.
Go on.
Let's go. Let's see what this one does. We've been told not to press buttons.
You're listening to Whitehorse Radio!
on the air.
That's me. I'm John.
Lots of music everywhere.
Hey, hey. I'm Andy.
Until three. At least I know I'm working on a Saturday.
This is a pretty good jingle. Who did this for you?
The Hayes. The actual Hayes did it, yeah.
Good for him.
So he's a guy that does bits and pieces for us.
Can I just say I'm not happy with this beer?
Oh, it's Saturday afternoon, yeah.
What's wrong with it? Well, it's like a raspberry sour. What's all that about?
Well, it's funny because when you actually drank it, your face didn't even change.
Maybe because I've got a sour face.
You have got a sour face. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, well, that's not very nice, is it?
I mean, it's not very nice. It's a free beer.
You're a creep.
Oh, would that be a line to get into something?
You might as well then, aren't you?
Creep. Anyway.
Radiohead.
You're listening to Mank and a Half.
1 till 3.
1 till 3 on Saturday.
By Horse Radio. This radio thing's really tough. You've got to remember how many minutes you're doing. We've got our mentor here with us, Dave Wilson from Another Track.
Hang on, I'll tell you what, let's put him on.
I mean, you're actually going to put me on there. Wait a minute. I can't hear myself.
Oh, there you go. You're on there, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, guys. How are you getting on?
Good, good. So I tell you what, this is a good time to seg in as to why we're here in the first place.
Yes.
Because we started alluding to it earlier about our podcast and how Spotify weren't allowing us to play music.
Play music, yeah.
And we really want to play music. And then this is where your story kicks in with how you met Dave. And Dave can kind of join in with you. Carry on, John.
Here's
Jack and Ori, John. Go on.
I usually turn... Go on.
You normally turn right, and one day...
I turned...
Hold on a second.
Go on.
One day, John left his house with his dog. John normally turns right. But on this fateful Saturday, he turned left.
And that's where I come in. So I turn left with the dog. And as I'm walking down the road, I'm watching, I see this guy, and he's shoveling snow. And you know, like, his wife's told him to shovel the snow. The wife's told me to
walk the dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just look at each other, like, sympathy faces. You go, you know, you just look at each other. And I went, all right, mate. And he went, all right. And I went, oh, you're British? And he went, yeah. So then I walked across the road. And then we just got on talking, and we asked what we were doing, and Dave was into, go on.
Yeah, you haven't got that quite right. You asked, you said something about the camper, didn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it interesting.
That sounds boring. Okay, all right. Well, carry on.
All right. I said to him, I bet you can't wait till you get in your camper. And he went, yeah. See, it falls there, doesn't it, David? Anyway, so we just got to talk about media. And I said, I do a podcast with my mate Andy. And he goes, I do a radio show. And I went, and you're like a mank. He's in for something, isn't he?
Oh,
what can I get out of this?
The moment he said media, your eyes lit up, didn't
they? Oh, like a donkey I was.
What do you mean you were like a donkey?
You know, I can't say it because it's lunchtime.
Okay.
So, David took my number. He said, I'll look out for you. And that's it. Look after it. Came back. Oh, my God, it's a fantastic show. You're brilliant. I'm going to send this over to England, blah, blah, blah. I went, yeah, whatever. True to his word. Anyway, so we had meetings, Zoom meet. I've never had so many Zoom meetings with the lobster.
The lobster farmer.
He's the lobster.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the lobster man, we're going to call him the lobster from now on.
The lobster man. Other people may know him as Chris, the show, or the radio owner.
Yeah.
We'll call him the lobster farmer.
We'll just call him the lobster because we're rebels. Yeah. We're not going to give him, nobody has a proper name to Chris. Just call him Lobster Boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lobster Boy interviewed us, did all the usual, liked it.
Yeah.
Hired us. End off. And we're here.
I know. God help.
God help us.
I don't know why we turned Dave's mic on because we can't let him go.
You haven't said it, dude.
I haven't said a word. Yeah. Well, you carry on.
So Dave's been our mentor and we're grateful he's here with us now. He's teaching us the ropes. But we didn't realise how much. You've got to count the minutes and the segments and the commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's weird. When people say, oh, you can do a radio show. No, you can't. It takes a lot of hard work.
Anyway, can you play us off? Play a bit of the jam.
Yeah.
Can't beat a bit of jam.
What do you mean you were like a donkey?
I'm not even going to go down that road.
No,
you know
no,
exactly.
It's been bugging me for the last...
I'm going straight to the next song. Wait, you want me to stop it and explain?
Well, carry on now.
Virtual insanity.
You okay there? Something going on then?
I just got carried away with your phone.
Was that your impression of a donkey? Is that what you're doing?
There you go. Conversation over with donkeys.
Right, well, we'll move on. Okay, I won't mention the donkey again.
I won't. Yeah, I like a bit of Jamiroquai. I love the hat, though.
He had style,
didn't he? The old JK there.
He had style.
He had a lot of style. Who did he go out with? Go on. Who did he go out with?
I have no idea.
He went out with...
I probably do. You probably say it and I'll go, oh, yeah, of course, I know that.
Is
go
it
on.
Dennis van Houten?
Oh, did he?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he went out with her. You don't hear much of her now, mind you.
You don't hear much of him, really.
He just took the millions and ran.
Yeah, he was good in his day.
He's into cars. He has a lot of cars, though.
He was, wasn't he? He was a bit of a racer, wasn't he?
Pardon?
He was a bit of a boy racer.
He was. He had all that. The Escorts and... All them fancy cars. Yeah. And he was in for a bit of a punch up as well, when he liked being, but he didn't like being photographed.
What was your first car? What was your first car that you remember that you think, you know what? I love that car.
Ford Capri.
Ford Capri.
2 litre gear.
Oh, look at you go. What colour was it?
Metallic blue.
Nice.
And the gear lever had a number 8 on it. It was a pinball.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
I bet you picked up all the chicks in that, didn't you?
I got it, mate.
Did you really?
Donkey John. See, that's where you're going with that line, weren't you? Donkey John.
Donkey John in his...
What was yours?
My first car was a 1.2 Vauxhall Astro with a double overhead cam in racing gold.
Oh, God, how pathetic we were. Well, you were anyway, not me, mate.
I used to like that car.
Did women go after that car?
Not really.
No. Capri, no. 2 litre gear, 8 ball.
Oh, you were flash.
Metallic, flash. Alloy wheels.
Flashy John. There's a song about us, that's it. Teenage Kicks. Hey, what?
Oh, are we getting old for this?
Oh, the good old days. I remember when I was a teenager.
That takes me back to the Peely days, John Peel.
I know, you like a bit of the Peel.
I did like John Peel. And unfortunately, again, you know, Andy Kershaw's joined him now as well. So
yeah, that's right.
I'm sure they'll be up there somewhere playing the older. All them weird... Well, they're not weird songs anymore. They were when they came out. Now it's just like the norm, you know?
Yeah. I remember when Teenage Kicks came out and it was, you know, it was kind of... It was a bit punky, wasn't it? It was after the punk era.
Yeah.
In the kind of new romantic, it was kind of, you know...
I like a bit of Fergal.
Bit of Fergal Sharky.
Bit of Fergal Sharky.
Now, the next song. I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Square...
No, it's not.
Hang on. If you're going to shout...
Oh, I've got to back up, Dave. I'm a shouter.
We have people waving at us now going, if you're going to shout, stand back.
Stand back because my levels spike.
Right, you know what? This is a round peg in a square hole.
It's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, what I'm saying is... Okay, we can play it in a second. I hear thee, I ask you to challenge me. I say this is the greatest U2 song ever made. Dare you say different?
I'd say...
This is the one, I tell you.
Is Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
I'm stopping it right there.
Oh, hold on a second.
I am. I'm just like, oh my God. It's like, this, it's like, anybody, is anybody out there still with us? If wakey wakey time.
I was enjoying that.
If you want that stuff, go to that other track show. What is it? Wilson's.
Dave Wilson, another track.
Yeah, go over there. He has all that stuff.
On Sundays.
Yeah. One that puts you to sleep.
No, it doesn't. Honestly, listen to another track. It's, get your cocoa out, I tell you.
Anyway.
Like I said to you the other day, it soothes your Sunday blues away.
Something, yeah.
Dave Wilson, another track.
It's still rubbish.
It's not rubbish. Who was rubbish?
That
Dave?
Song. No, not Dave.
Oh, right. Okay. No, it's not.
No, it was, it's a, that there is... It doesn't even belong in this show. It belongs on the next show.
Which one? What?
I don't know. Whoever's after me, you can have this one. Yeah.
Well, I'm a little bit.
You can have it.
Don't bang like that, you.
I'm sending it. I'm sending it.
Whatever. Whatever. I think that's probably one of the best songs ever made in the world ever.
Yeah.
No, ever.
No. Call us.
Anyway, whatever.
I'll give you his personal number.
Oh, then. Anyway, so we thought.
Oh, we know, is it?
Well, you thought, and me being.
Oh, that's so, it. Put it on my shoulders.
Well, make your mind about the we thought, or you thought, or I thought. I don't know. Between us, we thought about it.
One of us did.
We did some thinking.
We did.
And we thought it'd be a good idea to use this show to showcase bands that haven't been signed by anybody else.
Correct.
So, you know a band.
I do know a band.
Sprung from your loins.
Sprung, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Because the lead singer of this band...
Is my son.
Is your sprogulite. Your
if you,
son.
Yeah, if you're going to... If you're going to go under the air, you might as well bring your...
Yeah, bit of plagiarism.
Yes.
Exactly. Why exactly. The hell not? Anyway, but we're not going to just do it because it's your son. We thought it'd be a good idea to have Andy's Soapbox Corner.
Oh, you give it a name now, have you?
I just named it now. I thought I'd have that.
Andy's Soapbox Corner.
I need a better jingle than that.
Okay.
We'll have to work on that. Anyway, we all thought that'd be a good idea to have... Some unsigned bands.
Unsigned.
And what better way of getting an unsigned band on the radio than Mank and a Half with John and Andy?
Yeah.
So this one is Pleasurecraft.
It is.
Which is your son's
it
band.
It is, yes.
And this is his new one called Drunk Shadows. If you could just like play it, John, that'd be great.
Okay.
Push the play button. There we go.
It's good.
Well, let's let the people listen.
It's good.
I'm
I let it finish.
Oh, you let that one finish, eh?
Yeah, because what happens, he gets paid, right?
Who does?
For when them songs are played. So if I play it, he gets paid, then he can pay me the money that he owes me.
You're never going to get it back one track at a time, are you? Anyway, hey. So Pleasurecraft, they're a local band to us here in Alberta, Canada. Because we, yes, we're Manc and a half, and we're originally from Manchester.
I am.
But we both are.
Some are outside, some are inside.
Whatever, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're touchy about it, aren't you? But hey, you know
so,
what?
So, anyway, all I'm saying
I'm over it, get over it. Oops.
Careful what you do with that mic there, you donkey.
I'm going anyway, all, hey, I'm going all aggressive.
So, we both moved over about 20 years ago. We didn't know each other in Manchester.
No.
And we've got a few similarities and where our wives have crossed paths in the past, and we can talk about that later. Anyhow, we now live in Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada, and Pleasurecraft are a local band to us here. You know, they're from Sherwood Park, which is just outside of Edmonton, and Edmonton's it's a million two. It's a good sized city, and it's probably the northernmost city in anywhere really. I think for this, it's certainly in North America.
You think it's as big as Manchester? Edmonton?
No, not quite. I wouldn't say so. No.
Dave's shaking his head over there, so Dave knows. No,
White Horse Radio News, in association with AJH Procurement, award-winning buying specialist for the construction industry.